Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from this beautiful passage of scripture, the book of Ephesians, chapter 1 and verse 4. It says, He chose us in Christ, actually selected us for Himself as His own before the foundation of the world, so that we would be holy, that is, consecrated, set apart for Him, purpose-driven and blameless in His sight in love. Wow! What a beautiful passage of scripture, my dear brothers and sisters. And what a blessed assurance that He actually picked us out for Himself as His own. And I love that scripture. Nothing about you, my dear brothers and sisters, surprises God. He knew what He was getting when He chose you. He actually picked us out for Himself as His own. He did not just randomly show up one day. And God hasn't decided to merely tolerate you. He's not rolling His eyes when you have a problem. Instead, He will always remind you how far you have come, how well you are doing, how precious you are in His sight, and how much He loves you. Hallelujah. God already knew your weaknesses, every flaw you would have, and every time you would fail, yet He still said, I want you. In Ephesians 1:5 says very beautifully that God has adopted you as His own. He is your father and you are His family. Yes, He will discipline you when you need it, but He will never forsake you, never discard you. And with Him on your side, my dear brothers and sisters, things are bound to work out all right in the end, right? I like what the Apostle Paul writes in verses 3 to 6 in the NLT version. He says, All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms, because we are united with Christ. Even before He made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in His eyes. God decided in advance to adopt us into His own family by bringing us to Himself through Jesus Christ. This is what He wanted to do, and it gave Him great pleasure. So we praise God for the glorious grace He has poured out on us who belong to His dear Son. Hallelujah. So my dear brothers and sisters, for the day, and be encouraged. Remember your identity. You are loved by the Lord. You are the sons and the daughters of the Most High God. And His one desire is to help you succeed in every area of your life. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have added into our lives. We are grateful. We are thankful for the 29th of October, 2024. And we bless you from the bottom of our hearts. We praise you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We honor you. We adore you. We appreciate you. We applaud you. We exalt you. We give you all the praise. We thank you that you handpicked us from the 8 billion people on the planet Earth. Handpicked us up, O Lord, to be your own. O Father, and you have adopted us into your kingdom, into your family, and we are highly grateful to you. Today, Lord, give us that revelation in our spirit that, Lord, we'll know who we are, that, Lord, we are loved by the Lord. We are loved by the family of God. And we belong to you. And we belong to your family. Hallelujah. And we vow to give you the praise. Today, O Lord, you will transform our thinking. Help us to think like the prince and the princesses of God who walk on this earth with the authority that God has delegated unto us. Hallelujah. And we give you the praise. Lord, today as your flock steps out into their jobs, into the businesses, in doing the daily chores, bless them, be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand, keep them from the enemy, flourish and prosper them, and lift them up because they are yours. I pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst. I rebuke every manner of sickness. Get out and enter into that body again no more. For by the wounds and by the stripes of Jesus, we were healed and made whole. And we give you all the praise of Jesus, honor and dominion, power and authority, because it is all yours. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.